Kirbos, I hope all is good. Gevacht is daf is chagiga daf chav dalid. We're here in the middle of chav gimel and beis by the two dots. Right, the last thing, the Mishnah just said that hakli shem mitzarev maje betochol lakodesh avolov l'truma, that we said, for whatever reason you have a spoon with a bunch of different pieces of food. So if one of them becomes tame, so if they're technically separate pieces, let's say it's a bowl, it's probably better, more accurate. So you can envision that a little better. Let's say there's a bowl with a bunch of different pieces of food. So the question is, does all the food together become one item, and therefore if one of those pieces becomes tame, everything's tame? Or not, are they separate pieces? So we said that by kachim, by kodesh, but yes, the pieces are going to be together, but by truma, that's not true. So the Gemara says, minani mili. How do you know that that is true? Amar Rabbi Chanin says, we have a pasuk. Amar krak, kaf achas, hasra, zahav, meliyaka, toras. Right, that's one of the psukim by the Korbanos HaNesiim in Parshas Naso. Right, but what's it talking about? Talking about ketores in kaf achas, in one spoon, or more, I think it's more accurately a ladle. But kaf nowadays in Hebrew is a spoon, so let's just say it like that. One spoon, right, with ten zahav melech ketores. Again, the ketores was made of many different things. So if it's one spoon, right, akasav also lechol mashav kaf achas. Right, everything that's in there is considered to be one thing. That's how you see that everything is together. Mazir Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, no way. What do you mean? That can't be. Because the Mishnah says like this, that Hosef Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah is in Idios, we'll see in a second, that it's basically testimonies of different halachos that the Chachamim made. We'll see in a second, we'll prove from a second that this Rabbi Akiva Shita over here is Midrabanan. So it can't be that it's based on a pasuk. It can't be that it's a Din D'oraisa. So anyway, but let's just read it now. Hosef Rabbi Akiva Hasulas Vaktores Valavon Vagicholim Sheim Naga Tvul Yom Bemitzoso. So pasul as Kulo. There's a rule that if a tful yom, again, who's waiting to be for Harif Shemesh, right? If he touches any part of the kodesh, so then it's going to be puzzle. It's going to be no good. So Rabbi Kiva added, not only are we talking about, this is technically talking about the ketores, right? The ketores, and then so Rabbi Kiva added other stuff. That you're talking about the soles and the is it talking about the ketores? You're talking about kodesh in general. Okay, I'm not sure, but either way, Rabbi Kiva is adding on to this Mishnah that not only is a tful yom if he touches the actual, let's say, korban mincha or whatever. In a second we'll quote the first part of the Mishnah. I was talking about the Korban Chatas, the Mei Chatas, the Paraduma. So basically, this list is that Rabbi Kiva added other things to be part of the rule that if a Tzul Yom touches it, all of it becomes possible. Meaning you have a bunch of things that you're bringing here. Let's say specifically the first case is going to be the Mei Chatas, the Paraduma. And now here he's adding, Rabbi Kiva adds the Soles for Korban Mincha, and the Ketores, and Levona is also a Levona that was brought. The Gecholim are coals, meaning if a Tful Yom touched some of it, right, all of it becomes Tame. Meaning usually, now that's weird, because usually things that are not either a kli or food or cannot become tame. Right? Most of that stuff is not edible, and the solas obviously not, but the lavona for sure, the gecholim, right? That's the gecholim are coals, right? That's not edible. But Rabbi Kiva added, there's a certain tumah they touch that, if the tful yom touches that. And that's a din, midirabanan. Because me, my, how do you know? Because the first part of the Mishnah says that, hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, al efer chata shenaga atame b'mikzoso shetime as kulo. That Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said that if someone, a tful yom, or somebody who's tame, touches the efer chatas, the ashes of the paraduma, so he's going to mess everything up. And that's got to be, that's definitely derabanan, because what's it called? Because that's not something that goes on the mizbeach. Right? The puzzle we talked about before, kafachas azraz of mila katoras, that is, we combine everything when you're talking about something that's going on the mizbeach. But this, the mechatas, right, it's not a korban at all. It's used for sprinkling and for being matar other people. So that has to be derabanan. And the katani hosef Rabbi Kiva added, meaning he added all these other items that would become tame if someone touched them, right? That obviously he's talking about derabanan. So it must be that, again, this is against Rabbi Chanin, who said that we're really dealing with a din daraisa. So I'm Reish Lakish, Mishum Bakapara. Really, what Rabbi Kiva really was trying to teach us about the shiari mincha, the leftovers of the korban mincha. And that's again the din d'oraisa is not shaykh. Meaning what we're saying is that maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees that, with Rabbi Chanan that the concept of everything becoming one item in a bowl or a cup is d'oraisa. So when Rabbi Akiva added the din d'rabanan, that was only for the shiari mincha, for the leftovers of the korban mincha. Again, the korban mincha, right? They would take a kometz, and the korban, the kohen would take a kometz, and then you have some leftover flour. So he's including this leftover flour, and right, if you touch a little bit, all of it becomes tameh. So daraisa tzarich lekli, because daraisa, comma, right, tzarich lekli a kli mitzarfo. If something needs a kli, meaning if something has to be brought in a kli, right, so then the kli, the utensil is going to combine it into one item. But if this is something that's some avoda that does not require kli, any kli mitzarfo, then the kli does not combine it. Then the rabbanon came along and said, that even if you don't need a kli, that also will combine together into one item. The Gemara says, well, one second. Rabbi Akiva listed a bunch of things. Right? He listed soles, ketores, lavona, Gechalim, right? So tinach solas. So if you're telling me that all he's talking about is the leftovers of the korban mincha, well, the only thing that's involved in the korban mincha is the flour. Like ketores levona, mike lemeno. What are you going to say about the other stuff that he mentioned? So Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua kigon shetzarva nagabe kartavla. Now the case over there, where Rabbi Akiva's case is, you put it on top of a kartavla. Kartavla is a piece of leather, right? The rice. I mean, again, as opposed to a cup or a bowl, right? A leather is flat, right? A cup or a bowl has a clay kibble, has a place where it holds something in, like, it's all together. But here you spread it, right, on a piece of leather. Da'araisa yish lo toch mitzarif, ein lo toch, ein lo mitzarif. And mid'araisa, the din is mid'araisa, is that only if you have a base kibble, only if you have, like, a bowl or a spoon, or right, something that's going to collect all the items together, then it combines. But if it's just on a flat surface, so then it doesn't combine. And Chazal came along, and they said, their din d'rabbanan adds that even if it's sitting on a flat piece of leather, right, still, for Kodesh, that's what we're talking about. Or not Mishnah, that's what we're talking about, that the Kodesh will combine and become one item, even if it is not in a bowl or a spoon or something like that. Okay. Based on Rabbi Akiva's testimony, based on his edus, they taught this Mishnah, meaning that our Mishnah, right, is from Rabbi Akiva's statement, right? Rabbi Akiva's Hosafa that we quoted a second ago. Now, with Rabbi Akiva, we just pointed out Rabbi Akiva's whole thing was a din d'rabbanan. So if our Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva's Shita, so that's showing that our Mishnah is talking about an extra din d'rabbanan and not a din d'oraisa. Okay, fine. Harvi v'kodesh pasul. We said in the Mishnah that there's such thing as a Ravi, right? That one of the chumras that Kodesh has over Truma. Is that it can get to a status of Ravi. Again, usually Tuma, right, when something touches something, a Tuma, so it will usually become the next level. If something's a Rishon, touches food, it will become a Sheni. If it touches Truma, it will become a Shlishi. And if it touches Kodesh, Kodesh goes all the way to a Ravi. So Tanya will end the Rabbi. So I'm Ravi. See, Minayin the Ravi, but Kodesh is possible. How do you know that exists? How do you know that that's a thing that you can get all the way to a Ravi? So he says, "V'dinu, it's a kal v'chomer." Mam mechuzuk kipurim shemoter b'shuma pasul b'kodesh. If someone who's mechuzuk kipurim, again, that's what we mentioned in the Mishnah, it's someone who has gone through his entire Torah process, all he's waiting for on the eighth day is to bring a korban, but he's allowed to have shuma, but he's going to pasul up. He's not allowed to have kodesh. Right, so that he's able to have truma, he's not allowed to have kodesh. But shlishi, she apostle b'truma, but a shlishi, right, again, truma gets to a level of shlishi, if a truma is shlishi, then it's possible. So, you know, then she has to reveal a kodesh. So certainly, it will make a kodesh possible. Meaning, if a tzvul yom, if a b'chus kippurim, who is allowed to eat truma, Right? Doesn't mess up Truma if he touches it. But he's not allowed to have eat Kodesh. He's not allowed to eat Kodeshim. So a Shlishi, which is Truma that's puzzled, that's no good, that really is Truma as Tame, but certainly will make Kodesh puzzle. Good. For Lamadnu Shlishi la Kodesh min haTorah, Ravi Mika v'Chomer. And we know that Shlishi for Kodesh is a Din D'Oraisa. Yeah, that's for sure. That's from the Torah. And Ravi, wait, you can get to a Ravi through the Kal v'Chomer, which we just said. Shlishi la Kodesh min haTorah minayin. What? Where do you see that a Kodesh can get to a Shlishi? Because the pasuk says v'Habasar Shei. V'Habasar Shei Yigav v'Chol Tamei lo Yechel. Sorry about that. Meat touches anything. Tell me you can't eat that meat. So Milo Skin on the Nug of a Shani must be a case where we're talking touching a Shani. Meaning because one second. Where do we get there before? How do you know that? Oh, so yeah, so Rashi's, if you see Rashi over here, right, just to paraphrase. Right, so meaning if you go from a sheretz, which is an av, right, touches a kli, which is a rishon, the food inside is a sheni. So that's what we're talking about. That's the case over here. So the sheni and the meat who touches the sheni, that's going to become pasul. So there you see that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, if you were dealing with a sheni that touches this meat and you can't eat it, must be that it's a shlishi and that it's pasul. And ravi mikal v'chomer mehad amran, and the kal v'chomer therefore that it could even get to the status of a ravi. That we said a second ago from the Mechuzar Kippur. Okay, over Truma Nitmes, again we said that by Truma, if one hand becomes Tamei, so then the other one is Tahor, right? But it's by Truma, but by Kodesh, right? You have to dip them both in the Mikvah. So Amar Rav Shizvi said, B'chiburim Shanim. That's what we're talking about. The hands are Chiburim, they're together, meaning they're touched, right? If the first hand touches the second hand, right? So then already you get the second hand is going to mess up. The kodesh, but they're separate, right? If they're not, when you're touching the kodesh, so then lo, then it's not true. Then everything is fine. Again, even if it's not still, it has to be still touching. Meaning when it touches the kodesh, right? Even if it touched beforehand, right? If it's not touching, if they're not hands are not together, if you're not holding, right? The food and the fingers are touching, so then that's still going to be fine. But if the fingers are touching, if your hands are touching, so then that's going to mess up the kodesh. That's obviously a big restriction on the halacha. It's not just if one hand touches the other. It's only if they're holding it together at the same time. So Eisvei Abaye, he says, what do you mean? Yad neguva mitami chayvita l'tamei v'kodesh avalo l'tshuma. The Brisa says that a hand that is dry, it's going to make the other hand tamei to mess up kodesh, but not for tshuma. Divrei Rav, that's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yehosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer lifsol avalo l'tamei. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to make it puzzle, but not to be metame. Now, it's important to the language here to get down is important. When you're talking about tuma in the realm of tuma and tara, there are two phrases that mean different things. Lifsol, pusul, means that it itself, that the item in question is tame, but it won't make anything else tame. Right? I mean, that's the end of the line. It won't be metame other things. Latame, if it makes it tame, that means it itself is tame, and it can be metame other things. That's important to know. So, again, back to the beginning. So again, Rebbe holds that if you have a hand that's dry, it will make its other hand tamei in order, and that can be metamei kodesh, but not shuma. But not shuma. And Yosi Rebbe says that no, it makes it puzzle. Right? Meaning that the hand will make kodesh puzzle, not be tamei. Won't make it tamei, meaning it won't make anything else tummy. So Yomer's Bishalom Shalom Bechiburin Hainu Rubus in the Neguva. Right? If you're telling me that they're not together, that they're not touching at the same time, that's why you have to point out that they're dry. Right? That because again, that the Chumra is meaning that when Rebbe says that the Chumra is when it's dry, is a great chiddush. Meaning that if you're telling me that obviously if it's wet, right, Pashas is going to come together. It's going to be metame. Because again, usually water is something that can spread tuma, etc. It's machshir other things to be mekabel tuma. So, em is bechibura in shalul chibura in lo. But if you'll tell me that, like we said before, that it's only true that one hand will be metame the other if they're together, but not if they're separate. So my rebusin and neguva. What's the point? Right? If you tell me that the first hand is dry, right? If the whole concern is whether, again, if you tell me that the hand is touching the Kodesh, right? Again, what is Rosh Hashbi holding? He's saying we're concerned not that the first hand touches the second hand and the second hand touches the Kodesh, but that at some point when you're holding the Kodesh in both hands, right, the first hand touches the Kodesh, right? If both hands are touching, right, if it's together, that's the concern. So it doesn't matter, right, whether it's wet or dry. I mean, again, obviously a dry hand is going to be metame. Any kodesh, it doesn't matter if it's wet or dry. That's the end of that. Meaning, basically, Abaye doesn't like that. I mean, he holds it that it doesn't matter, right? It's not only when the two hands are together, but it's even when they're separate. Again, just to clarify, just to go back a second and clarify why it's a chiddush. Right, the chiddush to say that this one is dry is that if the hands are wet, so a sheni will make liquids into a rishon. That's the halacha, is that the rule is that a sheni makes the liquids into a rishon. So if you tell me that the hands are wet, right, so if the hands are, right, tame, right, Chazal would go there that hands are a sheni. Sheni lutoma. So the hands are sheni. So therefore, if the hand is wet, so then any water on the hand is a rishon. So when that rishon, the water, touches the second hand, right, when it's wet, right, that will turn the second hand into a sheni, right, and that can puzzle things up. So it's not means that's why it's less of a chiddush to say that it could be metame both things when it's wet. When it's dry, there is no such right concern. Right, that's already an extra step above. Okay, Itmar Nami is also said Amar Shlakish Lo Shonu El Yodo. This whole halacha of one hand being metame the other hand is only his hand. Right, Abul Yad Chavir Olo. But if it's other friend, if it's his friend's hand, meaning somebody else's hand, if your hand touched somebody else's hand, that's not going to make the other person's hand tummy. Right, that's Rabbi Reish Lakish. But if Yochan Amar Echad Yad Yadov Echad Yad Chavir, right, doesn't matter. Your hand, your friend's hand, either way, you're going to make the second hand tummy. But also Yad Lifsol Valola Tummy. And again, that hand, meaning, is going to be make it puzzle. Right, meaning it's going to make puzzle, but not make it tummy. Again, the differences between puzzle and tummy is that puzzle will not make anything else tummy, and tummy will make other things else tummy. So therefore, we're saying that this is going to make kodesh. The hand that you make tummy is going to make kodesh puzzle and not tummy. Mimai, how do you know? Make it tummy sefer. From the fact that the sefer says shayad metame lechaver to other kodesh of all the truma, because the hand makes the other hand tummy by kodesh and not by truma. But hasu lamali. I mean, you don't need to tell me that, right? A toleration, right? We just said that. Right? What did we just said that? If, again, the one of the chumras was, if you have one hand that's tummy, the other one is okay. But by kodesh, you have to dip them both in the mikvah. So obviously, right? Obviously, the first one is saying that it makes it tummy. So you don't need to tell me that it's going to make it tummy. So therefore, when it says mitame chaverta la kodesh v'lo la truma, right, that tells me that it's going to be lifso v'lo la tummy. Right? Elav shmamina la suya chaviro. Ah, sorry. No, I'm sorry. Meaning that line is going to include someone else's hand. Right? Elav shmamina la suya chaviro. Meaning we already told me that your hand could be metame your other hand. So therefore, when the Mishnah said again, Hayad Shehayad Metame Chaverta Lakodesh Avolo Latruma, right, that's the second time it says that, so it must be including someone else's hand as well. V'af Reish Lakish Hadarvei, and even Reish Lakish took this back, right, I mean, he went to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, right, he said, again, originally Reish Lakish had said that you can't be Metame your friend's hand, but really, in the end, he went back and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Rabbi Yona, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Reish Lakish, Echad Yadu V'Echad Yachaveru B'Osa Yad, Lifsol Avolo Latame, right, again, regardless of whether it's your hand or your friend's hand, so it's going to apostle it, meaning it's going to make it puzzle, not going to make it be able to be tame, but it makes it puzzle. For lifso avlo l'tamei tanahi, and this concept that it's going to make the kodesh puzzle and not tame is actually a machlokas tanaim. The tanaim is one of the mishnah called puzzle. Truma metame yadayim liyo shnios. Anything that puzzles up truma, anything that would make truma puzzle, meaning that would mess it up, make it tame, but not able to be metame other things. Right? Anything that would make truma puzzle will make hands right into a sheni. Viad metame chaverta, and one hand is metame the other hand. Right? The Rabbi Yeshua, remember Rabbi Yeshua? That's Rabbi Yeshua. Chacham omrim yadayin shnios hand. No, the hands are tame as a sheni. Right? Vein sheni osa sheni. A sheni doesn't turn things it touches into a sheni. Right, so my lab sheni hudla ovid hashlishi ovid, but the implication is that it can make hashlishi, right? Can make meaning the hand into a shlishi. So meaning, so that's the that's our machlokas, right? Rabbi Yeshua says the first hand can make the second hand into a sheni to make kodesh tame, meaning to i.e. therefore meaning turn the kodesh into a shlishi to then therefore make other things into a revi. The chachamim say no, that the hands, the one hand makes the other hand into a shlishi, and then that will make kodesh puzzle and atame. That's our machlokas. So the Gemara says, well, doma lo sheni avid velo shlishi. Well, how do you know that that's what the Chachamim meant? Right? When the Chachamim said that ein sheni it was a sheni, maybe it doesn't do anything. I mean, not that it makes the... We said that, according to the Chachamim, the, if one hand is a sheni, it makes the other hand into a shlishi. Maybe a sheni doesn't, isn't matame anything, according to the Chachamim. Maybe one hand can't be matame the other hand. Or... So this look at Mar says Eloki Hai Tanai. No, really, it's these. It's this machlokas Tanai. Right, the Tanya is below the Brisa. Again, this is straightforward. Yad Neguva Metame Chaverta Letame Bekodesh Avavu Lachuma Diver Rebbe. Rebbe says that a hand that is dry, right, is going to be Metame the other hand to make Kodesh Tame, i.e., to make it into a Shlishi Avavu Lachuma. But it's not going to mess up Chuma at all. Right, Diver Rebbe. Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Huda Omer Osayad Lifsol Avavu Lachame. Right, this is going to say that hand. Right, is going to make it make a kachim kodesh puzzle, but abe metame, meaning they're going to make it into a revi. So I said that's exactly our machlokas. Whether you know and how much one hand is metame, the other hand, right? Whether it makes the other hand tame, meaning when so therefore when the second hand is a sheni or is a shlishi, and therefore is the kodesh going to be puzzle or is it going to be tame? Oakland, Oakland, neguvim biyadayim misuavos. So again, you can eat. And we said in the Mishnah, you can eat dry food, right? If your hand is tame, is messed up, right? And that's right. It's only by truma, but not by kodesh. Tanya within the Raisa, Amra bechanina ben antignus bechiyesh neguvim lekodesh. The Gemara says, what do you mean? There's no difference whether something is wet or dry by kodeshim. Right, there's a concept called chibas hakodesh. That things we're so excited, the kodesh is so dear to us. You don't need liquid to make it be mekabel tuma. Right, usually things need to become liquid, but an apple needs to become wet before it's able to be mekabel tuma after it's off the tree. But by kodesh, you don't need that, right? Because there's something called chibas hakodesh, the dearness, the excitement. Of it, even kodesh that makes it able to be mekabel tuma. So therefore, it must be the case where someone stuck the food into your mouth, or you stuck it into your mouth, right, using something that's not mekabel tuma, like let's say a stick or something. Right, and you want to eat something else in your mouth at the same time. Right, chulin, right? It's known as radish, basal is an onion. Chulin, again, it's regular normal food. At the same time, the kodesh goes ribur rabbanan, the truma lo goes ribur rabbanan. So for kodesh, right? So then Chazal said, "Nah, you know, we're not going to allow you to stick another item, normal food, in there, into your mouth because you may come to touch the kodesh." But by truma, they were not go there such a thing. Okay, just to finish up and get to the Mishnah, and then we'll stop here. Haran and mechuzu kipurim. We said an onen and mechuzu kipurim need to go to the mikvah, right, for kodesh and not for truma. Now an onen, again, we said the case was he was not tame, and mechuzu kipurim again is just waiting to bring his korban. His tuma, he's gone to the mikvah already the day before. So why would you have to go to the mikvah to eat kodesh? So Gemara says, my time. What's the reason for this? Because they're going from a status of not allowed to eat kodesh to able to be eating kodesh. Therefore, again, an onen is not allowed to eat kodesh, and again, obviously, mechuzu kipurim is not allowed to eat kodesh either. So therefore, when you go from the status of not being able to eat kodesh to being able to eat kodesh, Chazal added on an extra tzvila, which is just to, I guess, I don't know, cover their bases, or just to so make sure everybody focused and made sure that they were not, did not become tame. Okay, Shkoyak Kol Rabosei, we'll invite you in the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.